Hi, Elizabeth, before we go back to stuff, from onwards. Somebody called recently and they had, she just has a stain on her teeth. Doesn't come off. What? She's staining her tooth, so what's going to be halacha in that type of situation? So what's the answer? She has a stain on her tooth. Is it a problem or is it not a problem?
She wants to get removed by a dentist?
Yeah, she's got removed by a dentist.
When's her dentist appointment?
Don't know.
There's probably more than 30 days already there.
What? Huh? She has a stain on her teeth.
It's a storm in her teeth.
She's
muckpit.
Can you feel it? It's muckpit. It's a kid muckpit.
And it's there for 30 days.
Sure. It's aimed by my mushers. Yeah, you know, I'm okay to run to the dentist. Whatever. Okay. Elaine went to the mikvah and realized afterwards that she forgot to take away the toothpaste.
There's
toothpaste
stuck in the
teeth. There's other
issues going on.
Huh? There was some,
What did you say?
No!
It's not
Adibamaya?
What? Or froth? Is it after
sugar? Is it froth or not?
Or is there
what?
There's toothpaste stuck in your teeth, right?
What?
Why?
I don't know, she put some Colgate, I don't know, whatever
did
it is.
Did she brush her teeth yet or not?
She brushed her teeth and she didn't...
Is it froth or is it real toothpaste?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't think it's lach. Maybe you could debate. To debate whether it's lock, I think it's a little thicker.
It is thicker.
Water for sure gets through.
The toothpaste mouth will dissolve. The saliva will break it down, right?
And you try that.
Water gets through. That's how toothpaste works. Water gets through.
We're going to hobby and buy it.
It'll dissolve.
It don't look like that beautiful piece on this.
I mean, this is the difficulty of chatzitza shailas. I mean, this is one of the reasons why chatzitza shailas is very difficult, because like there's a whole sugya and then every single thing is like the metzias is not clear. Every single metzias is always like 100% clear, and different opinions on exactly what the metzias, and that's one of the, you know, big difficulties in chatzitza shailas. A lady went to the mikvah.
What did you say in that case, by the way?
I think it's a problem. I can't say for sure. You can argue, you can debate it. Lach, we know. Lach is not chaitis. Whatever it is. But I think she'd have to go back. A lady went to the mikvah and she had a scab, soaked it for like a half hour. And then went to the mikvah hour and 15 minutes later.
It's fine. She called up because why? Because it's dry now?
It doesn't get back to that hard state that it was for an hour and a half later.
You have to try your best. You can't make it.
You just have to know the materials.
As I'm saying, this is one of the major difficulties, you know, dealing with chatzitza shailas, these type of things.
Have you ever taken a bath early in the day?
What do you say?
Have you ever allowed to take a bath early in the day?
So you should soak right before. Now the question is, you're supposed to soak it right before. Now the question is, how much is before that it's going to be a problem? Where is that going? Right, so she took a shower before, it's okay. You know, she took a shower before. So
she took a shower right before.
She took a shower before, it's okay. But the question is, like, where exactly is the regular point? Hour and a half, 45 minutes, 2 hours, so 15 minutes, how long? You know, that's one of the reasons why pizza salads are very, extremely, extremely difficult. Fine, okay, let's go. Maybe next week, if we find somebody interesting, we'll try to find somebody like that. I got to remember the story a little bit more. But then he went into some Zalman, all back and forth. I got to remember the story, trying to remember the story, exactly what it was. Okay, fine. Anyhow, okay, let's go back. Exactly, you have to have a mikveh lady.
If you want Rav Gans,
yeah.
If you have Gans. Kids, you have to, Lama Lagab, you do.
Do you have
suggestions? He doesn't get a lot of these styles. You have a mikveh lady, Lama Lagabov. More than 12 years old, in order to see that there is no chatzitz, that the hair doesn't flow up above the water. So that's the mikvah lady's job, is to make sure the hair didn't float up, and if there's, that's the ikar job. It branched out nowadays to also to be in terms of making, checking her over and doing the eon, but that's something you're supposed to do by yourself. And the job of the mikvah lady is to make sure the hair is not above. So the place to discuss let's say the mikveh lady is something not from. There's a maisa they bring down, Ashrei Ish, that somebody Friday night was going to mikveh and she had to go back. And she had a key to the mikveh and she feels late. She tried to find the mikveh lady. She stopped the car and, you know, and the lady got out, you know, and came to the mikveh and watched her.
Guy? Or was it the lady in the car?
Chilenis.
And then get a ride home.
The question is that considered...
Huh?
The question is that considered a... good enough to be considered a mikveh lady. So the place would say that if somebody is a mummer, do you have the Maram Kremis? The Maisin Shuvah discusses if somebody is a mummer, whether they're going to be named to be a mikveh lady or not. So Maisin and the Shuvah Simon Aleph says that Muchzak is a man's Yerushalayim. Half me and Linda tell me she has to be Muchzak's Yerushalayim, even if she's not, even if she doesn't cover her hair. In those days, Nashim is Azaz, Pembeni Sarabim. And as long as she's Nizr and Isra Nida, Kvila Kedin, she's not Kshuda Sandi Chimura, then she would be okay. Mashenkin, if somebody who's Chashan Anida and she's not Naman, then Lamaisa would not be good. So Kitzel Mikkel has to be somebody who is Naman Anida, somebody who has an Amonis Kapi Anida, otherwise it's not going to be good. Ramesh also writes, her job is to be somebody safer upon him, Yafis, Achal Nashalam, Shech, Lekai, Mitzvah, Nidah, Tefillah. Job is to be to Mamshech, people to do, to Mazvah, to do it. And that's the job of a mikveh lady. Now, the person discussed in a situation which the mikveh lady can't see. And the question is, and what's going to be a situation? Can anybody bring things down? And Simonai and Tess. Rabbi Shimon Shati Beis Eir Mei Ari Eretz Yisrael. The issue was, Omer Zatfila was very old, Baba Yomim, and she can't really see so well. And the question is whether all the tefillahs which work in those days, are they going to be good or not? Well, they have to go back to the mikveh.
Defeats the whole purpose.
So they have to go back to the mikveh or not?
What?
Yes. So, says, Shai Chush will give us some kufi dalit. Says, Isha's, which also you could call a shai. We once got the shai from Turkey. That. Turkey. So there was somebody in the Chabura who. Somebody in the Chabura last time when we learned Nida. Came like a rough or something in Turkey. Came something in Turkey. It's because the shai came out of Turkey was that he. Whatever, they're not so from, whatever. So the lady's masking on the mikveh, but she's not going anywhere if anyone's watching her. It's going by herself or nothing. So the question is, let's, do you have it? Are you going to be right tonight? Simon Kivig, Simon Kuf Yedalid. Basically, Shura brings down Simon Kivig, Simon Kuf Yedalid, which says that if she did not do it, she goes by herself, she's not Yitzhak the Tefillah. And it's Ma'akif. Therefore, a lady goes to Mikra without a Mikra lady, then it's going to be Ma'akif. Therefore, Rameh Bransdorfer brings down that she told Vina Venatzma, Lo'els Latfila, so we need Nidon that she can't see. It's like she told Bina ben Atzma, well, it's on Tula, and they have to go back to the mikveh. Unless they shave the head. Otherwise, they have to go back to the mikveh.
Oh, what do you mean? We have the other eitzes. You could tie the hair.
Okay, so there are other eitzes. There are other eitzes that they could do. That's the kivega. Our Cheshulchan says the whole thing, like, what's the big deal already? You don't have a mikveh lady, a mechateisa. He said all things a maila ba'alma, rafcha the milsa. Our Cheshulchan over here. Maila ba'alma, rafcha the milsa. And he knows about some that would not be ma'akev. I'm going to say, sure, kivega brings down that would, yes, be a problem. So there are other eitzes. There's eitz of the mechav brings down that if it's a night, she should tie her hair with chutei tzemer to hold it down. Or tie a bigger off. So I said, and there's the whole fight is worried about her hair, and you could tie it down, then it's going to be okay. There's a shiloh whether the husband be a mikveh lady or not? Can he do it? So Beisaisa brings down that who could be the mikveh lady? He says, Oibala. He said, husband could go ahead and do it. And the question is, how can husband go ahead and be a mikveh lady? The chayra. There's a problem of looking at the makombis mechasim. So we had that once.
Simon Kuti.
Yeah, Simon Kuti, they checked it out.
There's a little time, whatever.
The thing so the Nebuchadnezzar said that, like, Dumiya to the Gemara, and the Gemara in Pesachim that by chametz when achreishes when you bring chametz and pesach on achreishes side you're going to be nichshel because who max over the sofa you're not going to end up going to head and eat the chametz. So over here, being that she's going into the mikvah, so therefore you do not have to be chashish for it. And you know, it has come up over the years. People in what? People in places, who knows where?
Vacation.
And yeah, vacation, or jumping into the ocean, or Shragi come a couple of times. Where? Kovno maybe has a couple in Kovno. All these weird things coming out of there in St. Shilas. A lot of things Nida. We just had one recently.
Where?
Kovno.
Kovno, yeah.
So
neighborhood. Oh, that was. Okay, that was in Shilas. Okay. fine, but anyway.
What
did you say?
I was going to say, the verb Bagaris.
Fine. So, Bekitzer, that's.
Is it better for him to have hair or older hair? Or is it better for
her? Sounds like the Mechaber gives the Eitzah of tying your hair, that would be a better Eitzah. It doesn't mention the. You know, we have to go back to the Reis Yosef to find Makar to the husband. Chiddush of the Noid Behuda. Yeah, okay. It's a Chiddush of the Noid Behuda. You know, there's two Malachim over there with the Malach. One Malach says after the Mikvah, one Malach says that Malach. Definitely be better, but I think a lot of times the women might not be so comfortable going to the Mikvah themselves. Or they were not clear how rough were things like that. So then, yeah, then you're able to
what
do it. Sivan Malva says in Mafash Bana Kharabak Shiruma Tavla Slatfila, she puts a child behind her, she's not Slatfila. Maybe there's Tiprag Aitinek, Abyadov, and Zukhish Shas Tfila, and we're Khishis that afterwards it fell off. The Shach brings on the Bach. That but the Evan we're going to say is also a tefillah. You know that we don't have to be chayshish. So when Beza says that Sreis fell or Sreis got in between her legs, lamatas rechaytsin over there, it's going to be chaytsits. Even though it's based on storm, the ma'ase you need rather be as ma'ayim. If it goes in, it's going to be. Now daka tshuva brings that. She brings up the daka tshuva. Now the lady goes to the mikvah. Just like you have to spread out your hands, you have to spread out your toes because that's be rather be as ma'ayim. And if you have to spread out your toes. Shev Levi says, Levi Isi Nuigin, like that. And it's not the minhag to do it. He says, the Pashup Shad is that, you know, the water gets in. Why the Mashmais of the Siv is only Nichon, Sroyus, Sadeh, Gagal, Mamato, got stuck in. It's a Mechritzin. It doesn't sound like when it's time you have to do it. And the minhag is not like that. Sif Mem Gimel, the Ramar brings down Yesh, when she's Sif Lat Amayim Kam Tefillah, that a lady has to go to the bathroom before Tefillah, and Mitzich Lakach, she has to go to the bathroom. That shouldn't be anything over there, which will be take a sarin of the royal bias mayim, and she has to take out the tzayis achritim and tzayis achritim, who then was stamat tzayis oizen. So in terms of going to the bathroom, she says, why should that be considered a chitzitza? What's the issue? So the Rambam seems to say it's not royal bias mayim. The question is, what's not royal bias mayim? Huh? So that gets back to the old challenge in terms of we discuss Arichas Gadol, the Gadol of Beis Astarim, and the Gadol of Bilua, that in terms of what's considered Beis Astarim, what's considered Bilua. We saw three Ma'alkim in terms of Beis Astarim, Bilua. Noib Yudhi says, Ashamakim Shasham Ashtash, that, you know, place where you go, that's considered Beis Astarim, afterwards is going to be Bilua. Mahalach of Shidin Lain Ami, and Shalom Kivega, the Chavaz Das, that the gather dove is tali and where water sometimes goes. That's going to be the gather. And the third gather we saw that from Rami Pano, the Kirvega brings down. That's the summit, which is Pam Magula, Pam Namagula, in order to be considered based on time. Anything else would be inside. And when we talk about Nisha going to the bathroom and that area over there, so which Mahalach would that be considered based on time? It may be who the Chara makes it a basis Tara, Mistama, maybe. And Rami Pano, it's not something which is Magula. And Malach, where the water goes, I guess depending where it is. So the question is, how does Rama fit with the scheme of things that we discuss until now? So the Aruch HaShulchan, the way he learns Pshanin, the Rama is, he says, maybe you should have to go to the bathroom, and the Miragami Mamash on the outside, you're holding it in, so it's Mamash on the outside, and therefore maybe that's the point that will be considered a Chatzitza. Others learn the Pshanin, the Sif is that since he's going to hold it in, so the folds outside were like closed. It's not just the inside, the Meirgayim itself is a problem. That maybe would be called Beis Hasdarim, or maybe called Balua, sorry. Worry about the folds, and that's going to, you know, and that's the point which would be considered. That's the point would be only, but the inside maybe won't be a chitzitza. And there's not, won't be right to know. Maybe inside is not a chitzitza. The problem with the folds on the outside, you're holding it in, therefore that's like closing up, and that area is going to be considered. Well, yeah, that's the mamish, the urgent, that maybe can say, that's the yisayid hadavar over here. Which, agav, a lady who has stitches sometimes in the beginning of pregnancy, you have to have stitches on her cervix to keep it closed. So, and I'm going to plan on taking it out. So what's going to be halacha with that? That's for sure considered a blua. That's now, you know, the holidays, that's considered a blua. And it would not be considered. You sometimes do touch it. Sometimes, you know, it's not good to touch it. You know, if you. But. In terms of wax in her ears, so you have to connect also the wax in the ears, and also, so over there, yeah, you have to get out what you could. The nose also, you're supposed to, either supposed to blow your nose. Maybe just a little bit afterwards. Many times they find a little wax afterwards, or it's sort of a season in the nose, and that cloud, what's it going to be afterwards usually? What? Stomach usually be any makbid. I'm saying, especially on wax, with that cloud, people, how often do they wax their ears? So, you know, not wax your ears, sorry. How often do you, what? We're a little jet lagged. Wherever, yeah. So in terms of, you know, stomach would mute any makbid, and it would be okay. In terms of going through with the begadim, so the point of BGC, I'm saying that's the place, the ikar din is a place which, like a rami panel, the place where you see. The noyik to clean out a little bit more, but the ikar din is like when you look at a person.
Consider it in a makbid, even though like you might clean your ears before you go to a wedding or.
Is that a saying? Do people do it all the time? Not wedding. Wedding is not together in a makbid. Normal, on a regular yom dika thing, you would care about it. In terms of going to the mikvah in clothing, so neither shall be gadav mitas labayla. She says tev gadav mitas labayla. She leaves back. It's not ideal. It's only b'diavad, and she goes to the mikvah when she is with her clothing. Then b'diavad is going to be. Okay, Zakta Shach is Dafka of someone which is Rafi. Mashengen with Smohodik is going to be a problem. Shumat says again Kasaravan. Mashengen if it's Davik is going to be a problem. Now the Mitzvah says most bathing suits with manas are pretty Davik. Medarek Lal. And.
Water for sure gets through.
Not sure on the X area. You get wet, but it's pretty Davik. It's pretty Davik. And it's not so pashut that it'll be okay. If Lamaisa is a loose one, Lamaisa by Tvias Geris, the way they go to the mikveh is they have a loose house coat. They go to Geris, right, and Megai, you go in front of three men. So there's the men stand far away and they go in a very loose house coat.
A robe.
I don't know the wrong word again. What?
The lady in Turkey can tell you the same thing. Right?
Kach noigim, and that's what they do.
But she's going on a
bit. But Lamais is only bidi aver, but that's not a
bad chela. We have to see them.
What about if she's on a vacation? Can we tell her to go on a rope?
No, so what would be better, lady in Turkey? The better to have someone watch her with clothes or not?
A loose robe, we could do that, but I don't know.
Or do herself ties on the entire hair.
If it's a loose robe? No, because you want to make a lady. Huh? Oh, yeah, okay. I wanted to do that. Fine. Now, okay, Sif Mem Zayin is a very hard Sif. Very difficult. It's a difficult. So, Moshe's case is, yeah, not so clear how it works out with this. Yeah, so it's not so clear if he's saying it mitzad. Yeah, the question is, maybe one plan, you could say he's going on the Raisa Dika level. It's definitely going to be a Mira Makbid. And the Raisa could level for me, for Ben Nida, it's not going to be a Ben Nida.
It sounds like the stomach of the water goes underneath.
Yeah, but it could be some star if it's only a Mina Makbit, so you know, we're dealing with the Ben Nida. The Shabbos, we can marry, whatever. Ben Nida, you know, the Chayvim, you know. It's definitely not an ideal situation, but yeah. Okay, so Ben Zayin is very hard stuff. Tucked away at the end, which has a lot of ramifications, and I've understood Sugya, and Lanakuzin Sugya is very not clear Sugya. The Sugya of these kinim, you have these kinim which are Davik Babasar and the Davik Baser. It says that these things, you have to take them off. Chamin, Gurm, it's important to take them off. If you can't take it off, it's not going to be Chaitzis. So, first, in terms of nits and lice, you got to get them off. You have to do pools, you have to get them off, you have to get them, and you have to work on it to get it off. If you can't get it off, it's not going to be chaitzis. But if you could get it off, you don't do it. It's going to be chaitzis, and it's going to be considered a problem. Therefore, our lady goes to the mikvah and then comes back and realizes she has lice. The halacha is you got to go back. Lady goes to the mikvah, lanza, and she realizes that she's infested with lice.
You too.
Pasha says you got to go back. Now, what gets debatable is like, well, how do you know when it came? No, how do you know when it came? She ain't check her hair, and then 2 days later she checks and she's infested. What exactly is the point when we say came afterwards? It's also one of those, you know, low borer.
Usually it takes a long time to.
From nits to lice, also, I'm saying, even when they go nits, whatever. What point? Or you find nits, you know, it's also very, that's one of the difficult things to need. You don't know. Right, there's the halacha and then there's also the mitzvahs. How long does it take for this amount to come and can we see Tali afterwards? You know, it's not... okay, now in terms of getting off, you have to get them off. You know, how do you get them off? There's all sorts of things, conditioners to put on it. There is... in Sanj B'chevet, this Rebecca sends people all the time. There's a lady who picks your hair, picks out the lice to get them off, and you have to do... Pulis to go ahead and take it off. The place can levisha oiz and others and supik as yours and supik is. Do you have to shave off your hair to get them off? Maybe that's considered a pool of efshala siram v'tzarichin. Tzarichin, no idea. But huh? It's always efshala siram. But definitely have to work on getting them off. Take them off, and you should comb. You know, it's very common. People there's a lot of lice in this country. And it's all over the place, and she should really check the lice comb a couple of days before to see what's going on, and comb every single day till there's no more lice, and you have to do it. Now, on the etzem sif, if you can't take them off, it's not going to be chesed. So first you have to know, what's not called, when you can't take them off? Why can't you take them off? What's going on? Why can't you take it off? It sounds like these things are dovik to the baser. And
you can't get the appointment by the lady.
Yeah, what? And these things are davik, and they can't come off. It's not going to be chayitz. So why is it not chayitz? So the two reasons brought down. Zok the Gaon, kiv is b'sayo v'eni makpedes. It's b'sayo and it's not makpedes. B'sayo v'eni makpedes. B'sayo means like this is like we saw like a, it's like a place where it grows. It's part. It's this makim. It's this area. And she's not makpedes. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So there are two things you have to understand in this sif. Is because since I can't get it off and it's not going to come off. Yes, what time share is if they give me share today? Because what is it? If it's a Messiah, what? Okay, so that's my job. Okay, is it getting off? Is it a Messiah? Is it a Messiah? Being that it's you can't take it off and there's nothing to do about it, and this is a place where it grows and it's naturally there. And it's living there, therefore, seder, because it's tuffle to the body, and it's bottle to the body, and therefore it's not going to be chesed. I'd rather not have it there, but that is, once I did what I could do, when I can't get it off, so I'm sort of misyayish from taking it off, and zemash and echalasot, and therefore, and this is where it grows, therefore it's not going to be a problem, even though I'd rather not have it there. Now, what's the difference between this and all the cases we had until now? We said, well, Chassam says, something for a fool, if I wouldn't want it there, and even though not, what? Oh, if I wouldn't want it there, then, if I wouldn't have wanted it there, but now I have it there, we're stuck, checkmate, and therefore, it's a chassitza, Chassam's mind, I had it, bariches. Why is it any different? I says, this is Rebisayos, it's a natural place, it's a habitat. This is a place where it grows, therefore it's not going to be chaitzis, and therefore there is a stockless among us. We know the place can have shot is take off what you can get off, whatever you're not able to do at this present moment. You combed and it didn't come off. It's not going to be chaitzis. I prefer it wouldn't be there, but I'm satisfied from getting it off, and therefore it's not going to be considered a chaitzis. There's another approach that so much Sternbach and Chedekim, I think Rish Lama Gimel, he said Atara, Tam Muvak of Sheva Levi, Shaul Klein. They're saying that this whole sif was you can't get it off. Let's say I could get it off, but it takes me a very long time to comb. And it's not going to. Today I get off 10, tomorrow I get off another 10, another 10. And the reason why I'm stopping now is because, like, you know, my spik, you know, the masculine fire. But I'm not really misyayish from getting it off. Tomorrow it's going to come off, and the day after a little more is going to come off, and each day a little more is going to come off. And it's not the pshat is, you know, the sif is talking about something which ain't it, yachal sirad. It does not come off. Once it's come off, it's bolted to the gulf, and therefore it's going to stay there. Here where it's going to come off, and it's just not right now, I just can't find them, but rather if I know exactly where it is, I would take it off. I'm just not finding it at the present moment, then that would be considered chasitza. And yeah, because all vada is that I can't take it off, and I'm not going to take it off. Here, I'm going to take it off, just I still have a half hour combing, and it seems like I can't find it anymore, but tomorrow, if you tell me it's right over here, what I'll do, I'll take it off. I just can't find it right now. Mashingan kisses sifis, any yachal serum. It is not coming off. Finished. Finalized. So, therefore, they want to say that it would be a chasitza of oil over here. You know, it's, you know, the case of the Mechaber is any makbedis. You're not makbed. You know, it's stuck there, it's attached. Here, you are makbed. You're taking off. You want to take it off. And it's going to come off tomorrow. Therefore, it would, yes, be considered a problem.
What's the matter?
Is the Yisrael of Dahavi is that, let's say, minor day nits and things, that, so I did what I could do, this is what came off, can't get off anymore now, this is the place where it grows, therefore it's not going to be chitzitz. The other way is, so they know, the case of is the only case where.
Even if you're makbid about it the first month?
Even I'm not makbid about it, but that's called not makbid. No, that's called I'm not makbid being that. I did.
That
what? I rather take it off, but I combed a half hour today. Nothing came out. Maybe I spend another 45 minutes. I spend a while doing it. Nothing's coming out right now. If I would know it's over here, I would just take it out. I just weren't able to find it. But that's cool. Let me see how it's from it right now. It's not whatever. And it's going to be okay. The other side is said, no. We are makabiz manazah. And the case is any yochel asira. Maybe like it's something which can't come off. And something which is going to come off. Would yes be considered a chassid? Because everyone agrees that you should start a week, you know, a while before, check with the lice comb. And
are we really supposed to do this?
I mean, if you have kids in Ghana, definitely, yeah. So it's all over the place. I once, a couple of years ago, so I gave. Pasha's boy. No, Pasha's boy.
Kenan.
So we got Kenan, so we got lice. So, spoke about the lice. What do I speak about? I don't remember. One of the things that I spoke about was in terms of lice mitigating chitzitza. So, I say something about like over here. You know, people go to school with lice and it gets around. I think in America, I think they're much more macro on lice. So, Rabbi Kanak was, you know, Rabbi Kanak from Lakewood. He runs like 7 schools in Lakewood, and he said in Lakewood, you cannot send your kid. A kid has any nits or lice, you cannot send to school. To school till you're done. Michigan over here is not like that, you know. The kids are, there's much more shkiach over here that people have to have it, and therefore, you know, it's around, and you should start combing. We check the lights comb, you know, a couple of days beforehand, and check it out. What do you say? I tell you, it depends on the age group. The younger ones, not so much, but if the kids are in GAN and in school, they have kids in school, so then. What do you say? You have kids. They sleep on your bed. They put your pillow on your bed. You give them a hug. I mean, all sorts of ways of of transferring it, and it's, you know, definitely more common. Okay, the Sif Mem test, the Rama discusses Tfilah al Kavana. Chavis says, if you do al Kavana, you mutter the Baile, Yesh Machmirin, Yesh Hachachila. Yesh, the Kassi, Yesh, 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 Snoo, but Tfilah al Sechinog, and Shlash, Tfilah al Tfilah, and Shlash, was a Muma, or if Nebriya, she gets from Ben Eldam, that a person has to be Sneas in the Tfilah, he shouldn't go Bifnei Mibriyas, Mishnez, Ken Emra, Oshach, Mibayma. And you have to be tsnius on the lal tfila. So in terms of what's considered, you have to be tsnius when you get a lal tfila. You have to be tsnua, you have to be master of the fact that you're going to the mikvah. So the first time people want to know, can you get a babysitter? In terms of zayin chasar and tsnius. The chay together davar is what? Friday night babysitter.
Ooh.
Hey, you'll stay home.
Same thing.
Stay home for sure.
I don't know. The girls, the people are nuts. Everyone knows everything nowadays. Yeah. Depending where. I mean, unless their mom is, what? I don't know. What do you say?
Stay home from school.
Nowadays, unfortunately, it's a very open world and people know a lot. The gather of it is that you shouldn't be mefarsim to the rabbi. Shai Levi says yechidim is not a problem. We try to be as snu as possible, but if you need to do what you need to do, you need to have a babysitter, you have something, you know, it's okay for one to go and do. Everybody had to do it, but it's this. You shouldn't be. I was like Friday night. This guy was like married a couple weeks, like the 25 standing around. He said, "Wife has to go to the mikvah tomorrow night, and I have a question." I'm like, the 25 people standing around. Like, I was like. I don't know, but I've had that's. What? You master kefir yechilas. You know, kefir what's possible. You try to keep it about. You need to do what you need to do. You need to be. The mikvah lady knows you're going to the mikvah, right? So some things you need to do. So if you need a babysitter and whatever. There are eights in terms of going to shul. You can either daven by the Sfarad and they daven very early and go afterwards, or you can daven by the Hasidim. You know, there are eights, but there are later. There are eights, but you try to be master as much as possible.
Then it's not tenua because everyone in that minyan.
Shuvas Mishnah Halachas Tes Zayin Nun Beis. It's a fascinating tshuva that somebody writes that the minigur they have, that the mikvah is right next to the shul, everyone sees, everyone knows, and they don't keep it a secret, they want to know, yishtavar, because, so first he brings down, what's the reason I have to keep it sneezing? Three reasons why I have to keep it sneezing. It says four reasons, but three bigger reasons. One is the Gemara Ervin. The Gemara Ervin says that the reason I keep sneezing is that, here's another reason, that's Ein Hara, there's another Indian, that's Hera.
Wasn't it different back in the day?
It
had different clothing, like everybody knew.
Oh, it's terrible. So it brings down a maisa with the Ramah. They say a maisa b'shem the Ramah. That in the town of Ezra, listen to this one. In the town of the Ramah, what they used to do is that the minhag was that after somebody used to go to the mikveh, the shamash used to go over to the husband and shul, and the mikveh lady used to give the wife of the shamash a list of all the people who went to mikveh last night, and the shamash used to go over to the husband and wish for everybody mazel tov. Thus given the minhag. And the Ramah came to the town and he was like, whoa, and he stopped the minhag. 2-3 months later, Gavir walks into shul, he hasn't been in a while, and they finished davening, and all of a sudden he starts screaming that at the shamash, you didn't wish me mazel tov, chutzpah, my wife went to mikvah last night, and nish beseder. So the shamash said, number one, the Rav said we should not have a minig, but you should just know, we haven't seen your wife in the mikvah about 6 months. He's like, what? She's going every month. And he went home, and the story was that she didn't want to go to mikvah in the winter, it was very, very cold, and she hasn't been going to the mikvah. So they came back to the Ramah, and they told them the story. And Ramah had a tremendous tsar. He said that, you know, at least he understands, I guess, why the minhag was. But Maisi was mevatlet, and he was not machzer Torah liyoshna, and he still kept it. But he said after that story, our mother was very into being massif minig kaiso and finding out the sibum minig kaisrael. But Alpha Pekin, he was not machzer Torah liyoshna, and he did not. Tez zayin nun beis in Mishnah Halachas. Masha Klein, Masha Kutin.
Print out the mice.
Maybe should have night seder ratio to give up 2 nights a month.
To everyone?
Yeah.
If you give up 2 nights a month,
no, you get to choose.
Not mine, but there's one that says like Lel Tefillah and one so people don't know.
What do you say?
Well, what if you go, Mr. Travis?
Everyone should take off. Why should everyone take off?
Not everybody. You get to take off 2 days.
What's the question? You're answering a financial question? What are you asking?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Sneeze.
Why is it sneeze? What?
No, no.
What do you say?
If you never take off and once a month you're taking off, hello.
When was the last time you got a phone number? I once spoke to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe about it. He told me that. Right, if you're doing, he said, he's many times in people's houses, I say, by, Gedolim, he said, imagine you're talking about Reuven, they didn't say names. He was in their house, and Friday night, and he's going with his wife into the room, everyone closes the door, everyone knows, whatever, if you're allowed to just be noig, the nikud is not even far from it, you're allowed to just be, live regular and be noig, and right, person figures it out, say that, so no, it's not, that's not what? Yeah. And you let you just be like a regular and a person figures it out later. I'm saying, look, right, the guys. You're not that you learn when you get older. No one's watching you. Yeah. Whatever, you're not that important. Whatever. No, everyone lives their own world. And what?
Could be that your friends are also older and they stop watching
you. The what?
Your friends are also older and they get busy with their own.
No, whatever, I'm saying. If you think when you're young, you think everyone's watching you this and that. You realize you get older, whatever. Say to, no one. People are more preoccupied with this year. Preoccupied with themselves and that. So you do what you have to do and whatever. And this is a gay, right. So sometimes, Friday night when your wife is also, you learn later. When your wife is mutti, you end up leaving early. Say to. Saying, you don't have to. Go to the wherever end to, and always leave earlier so the person shouldn't figure out. It's not a. You just do what you have to do and without being without
being upset. Should
you get a babysitter or just stay home for sure? It's a personal. Fine. The Ramah brings down that. He actually says, I guess I'm going to feel a bit about you shouldn't be a Davar Tame or a Goy. If you pug it on Elo, if you're Shemayim, tax of a titful, that if you pug a Kalev, Chamar, Amaretz, Agar, Kamal, Chazer, all these things. Skits of the Minigs in the Mikvah, you have the Mikvah later. Mikvah is the first person that sees you. And there's a minute bring down a toucher. The Mikvah touches her, and kiss of that's what you do. Interesting, a shower in the Mikvah, so. It doesn't take a shower in the mikvah, so it's more mikvahistic. Whereas end of Reish Aleph brings down, you're not supposed to be shower in the mikvah, it's usually no shower in the mikvah, because it's a playoff of the Gemara Shabbos that they le'ilu mitarim, le'ilu mitarim, and therefore he's not supposed to shower in the mikvah. Now, by tefillah of men, we're not as machmer, noig and lakal.
There's no minig at all?
We're noig lakal to be tevel in the mikvah, it's not, tefillah says we're not as. Makbid in the Noiser, Shazam say Shashar before the mikvah, as Pashas Ben Mechaveri, and Shashar after the mikvah, all those people who didn't happen on Mechaveri. But Akal Panem, so in terms of ladies showering the mikvah, we are. There is sure? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah,
this is backwards. In terms of ladies showering in the mikvah, so we are machmer. What is? We are machmer that they should not shower in the mikvah, and they should not. They should wait till they get home. Now, in terms of when they get home, there'll be kuach. What point could they be mikvah to go ahead and shower? the difference of opinions in the Gedalia Achrim, Gedalia Poiskim. Some say not till after the Maisa, shouldn't shower the whole night. Those who are, there are a lot of which are Mako that once you did a Maisa of which shows Heter. Or Achakis, or you did a Maisa showing Heter already, so you're not going to say, what's the problem? You can say, Loyal Matarim, Loyal Matarim. So once you did a Maisa of showing Heter, you have Achakis, Kibbinishik already. So at that point. What? Yeah, you did a Maisa showing Heter. It was also till now. What? Leil Matarin. Leil Matarin, therefore that's going to be okay. Till after, till lunch. Because one or two. You should be over and whatever. You should do something.
Not for
Chatchilo.
If you're not home,
you
keep every other
question.
Could she like make a bet or something?
What?
Before Tashmish?
Yeah.
What?
To pass something or to give a sugar. Yeah, I'm making a lot with that. Now, in terms of, there's one or two other things with this end off. In terms of, we spoke about braces by Rikas. So next week we have a Chazar Mitzvah. We'll do it. But in terms of braces, we spoke a little bit about braces. So we had the whole shot, braces, macro, not macro. Moshe said it is macro. You shouldn't use braces unless it's for a four, it's going to fall out. Lenoir Moshe wasn't too happy about it. Mechisitzak Sheva a little more makos if it's Zman Ruba. There are certain things that braces where a person, number one, you have to clean them, make sure you clean them well. Number two is there are certain parts and braces which they do change. Well, they change pretty often. The different the rubber bands and those things which come out that about those things you have to take out. The only discussion was like the metal, the wire, which is not going anywhere. That was the discussion, but you have it. Rubber bands, the last of things like that.
What if one of them breaks off, a bracket breaks off, so right now the braces aren't doing anything?
So, okay, this is a very important shayla, which we'll have to discuss a little more. Like, this shayla comes up. Let's say something which is, you have to just be, be something which is bottled to the guf already, and now it's not being mishamish the guf. Because we had nails. Nails is part of the guf, now it's like the katzitz. That's b'diavad. We said not a problem. We had a nail which is pirish, started to be pirish. Therefore, that's ready. It's going to be chesitza, pirish mutoi. That's going to be considered a chesitza. Let's say something which is still attached. You don't want there, but already was bolted to the guf. What do you say? I think I once mentioned this, Shia, that a lady once called up that she had braces. She took it off 6 years ago. There's something bothering her on her teeth. Something bothering her. Like she went back to the dentist, didn't find anything. Nothing. 6 years later, she's going like that or something, and she was like a couple months pregnant, and like a piece of cement came off. They left some cement on her tooth. What? No, it's from the braces. From 6 years ago.
Why is there not bottled
to the
So the question is, let's break this down. How do we down such a shayla? Let's just discuss that. Right.
It's based on storm.
She wants it off. It's bothering her.
It's based on storm and it's
bothering her.
Storm.
No, it's bothering her. It's something bothering her teeth. She went maybe even three times to the dentist to check it out. No one wants to end her teeth. She's makbid shenkamayu, but it was bottled to the guf. So the question is, being that it's part of the guf, so still but to the guf, this is like a niel, which generally cuts it. What Pshat is that? No, this is a davi chitzani, which you put there, and then therefore. What? But lice is rubisayo. Lice became at the point. This is rubisayo. It grows. It's area. So what would the Elam say? It's a fresh shayla. It's a fresh shayla.
Why is it not?
Don't give me quizzes. Give me sip.
Why is it not?
Well? Shivade wants it off.
It's a storm and it's money.
Well? It's based on storm. Based on storm. She doesn't want it. The only side I had to say, since it really was bolted to the guf, so maybe that's going to be okay. So the question is, do we have a precedent for that? Let's what sif are we? Where are we? Do we have a sif for this?
Memphis.
I'll send this. Not only the mamish limited Niels, because Niels is part of the body, naturally part of the body, grew there, and therefore always was part of the body. The fact you want to take it off, maybe not. This was not part of it. It came part of it. It came part of it. Right, came part of it. It's not Yabelis. Yabelis. Right, so as you say, came part of your guf, and therefore, even though it was immediately cut states, and it already was butto, therefore it's okay, you would say no, being that now it was a davi chitzoni which got put on, and I don't want it there. What do you say? Do you see that it's tali naitza? That what?
No,
is that itza? I don't remember that. It says that kosher is about that.
Because it's kosher, then you don't have. You're not over itza. If it wouldn't be
the person who has like a filling which now is broken. Similar type of shayla. No, but you want it. But you want to take it. Yeah, but now you want to take it off. The cement also you want it there. Like, just keep your teeth together. Go there. Fine. That's what, another challenge throughout. These are like the very hard. The popcorn shayla, right? Which have you know? We spoke about popcorn shayla.
Yeah.
Well, the lady has popcorn and she ate popcorn, and 3 weeks later it popped out, right? And she didn't eat popcorn.
Do you assume I'm saying
she did not eat popcorn for the last 3 weeks? What did I say? So you could break down the shayla in two different ways, right?
If she was Isaac and Indian, then maybe it came after her.
What did I say?
If she was Isaac.
She wasn't. She wasn't. That's okay. You said it.
So I guess I'm talking just remember right now. This is a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef, which he wants to tell too that the Meiri and Kumudvanimi brings down some other Mishayinim, Eshkol or something, which says that Maisa B'Shechvasi Sharebi V'Nitza Ebsam Ben Shina. It says Dafka, a bone, is a problem, because the bone will not deteriorate and it's going to stay there forever. If you have food in between your teeth, eventually it's going to go away.
A bone will also deteriorate.
What?
Right now you're macro.
And therefore, what? To find out. I remember it's vaguely now. I think it's in Taras Abayas, I think, in whatever. I don't really like Nimuk, but very mechudish outlook on, you know, outlook on the sugya. I would say Dafka Etzem Ben Shana. I think that was the Sra over there, but you know, you have to whatever. But I'll call upon him. So the shower, the popcorn showers. Can we say that? Let's say she didn't notice, but she flossed her teeth and it didn't bother her now, right now. So do we say the pshat is right now doesn't bother me? Or you say, if I would know about it, it'll be a problem. So then it's a problem.
How can it be better than tevas, which you like when you have it? And you
what do you say? I flossed my teeth. It doesn't bother me right now. Right now it doesn't bother me. It's a mitzvah makpid. I don't mind what happened. Well, I don't care about it. So I'm trying to trust Maisa. So there's some, I have to invite the story exactly. This is Maisa of Shammai Gross. We have to, anybody know of Shammai? Anyone know of Shammai?
Is it a
what?
Blyle.
Shammai?
Shammai
Gross, not a Talmud? I thought he was a boy. Yeah, Shevri Kasi. Younger by Shammai? Okay, so maybe it's a fan about it. There's Maisa, no, this is of Shammai Gross. He wrote thing, but this is Maisa is much more than what it says in the Sefer. He has some type of story with like along those lines, like saying that. I have to move out of the story exactly, you know, with from Shammai Gross, because the story is more than what it says in the Sefer. But some type of had along the lines, like right now it doesn't bother me. LMI, you know, I have to move out of exactly whatever. What? Can't
really
why can't I take it? I just didn't find it. I just didn't find it.
You
have, so what is that? What do you mean, Madama, to do? What? No, what do you mean, Madama, to? Is that stuff from Mzayin? Mzayin is Rubisayu, but Kinim, did whatever it could do, and whatever. So the question is, can we say maybe it was Balua? Can we say maybe it was Balua? She flossed and brushed her teeth, so where was it? It was, she did it, so maybe like, maybe it was like underneath, maybe it was Balua. Huh?
Stuck in the gum and you don't see it.
In between, but maybe it's further up, you know, maybe. Maybe it shifted. Can we say it's blue and shifted?
That's Rubusayu.
Rubusayu. That why? Rabban's saying don't look for it, but he found it.
No, now what's going to happen is that every time I go to the mikvah, I'm going to be so scared that maybe I had popcorn 4 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago.
Why? Brush your teeth, floss your teeth, then you should be okay.
Maybe not.
But what happens now? We know we found it. It's not Rabban. Now I know I found it. Sender, we know 1,000% there was a popcorn there. Right? She did not eat popcorn since then. Popcorn packed out, and she knows it was there. So the question is,
What do you say?
So Bransdorf is sent back.
It's
3 weeks, he said.
3 weeks later.
What do you say? What's irrelevant? What it is? What? So that's the question. Can you say that?
Always eat popcorn.
Can you say it's any makbid? That's the question. Can you say it's any makbid? Because right now it doesn't bother. Let's say it didn't bother. It doesn't bother.
Why is it not tabas? Like what Yehuda said. That way. Makbid now, but it's makbid at other times. Sure, anytime you ever notice it in your mouth, you're makbid.
Huh?
What's our
what are we doing now? I'm just over time, just saying stories. Okay, so you want to know what we're trying to do? By a lunch that we very try very hard to be matter if we could. Very lunch if we could. No, we try very hard if we could. The question is, we have to know what my yeshlan over here. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to figure out. So the only side to say the popcorn we could throw through as far as maybe it's b'luah b'shas ma'isa, play there. Maybe it's any makbid. Can we say, oh, this is not supposed to make a play around with? It's any makbid because, like, on a regular Tuesday night, I brought a floss, like, I'll sit there, like, you know. That I don't like sit there always whatever. What do you say? No, I'm saying let's play around that sphere. It's very tabas because I. What? What do you say? FY. That's a... No, what's with that svar? Let's play around that svar a second. Yanka, what do you say that svar? Yanka doesn't like it. Why not? Let's go svar that. I brush my teeth, I floss my teeth. On a regular Tuesday night. What?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But not when they have twins. Shmuley, when they have twins, definitely not. But they're not depending on what stage they are. When as not, when they're younger, maybe. From what? Who? Which case?
Right.
You
don't care. You best
don't want to be there, but it's in the sherry. That's it. So, Burkut's very machmor on teeth. So very, very, very machmor teeth in general. But he's very macro cleaning his teeth. He brushes his teeth after every meal. Same Mamish. Mamish always brushes his teeth. Like every time he says like whatever, we're like, no, like whatever. Like it's very. He always that shot is that anything if you know it's there, you of course you go remove it. Fight right now. There's popcorn over there. You're removing it or not?
Yeah, but
the
same way you'll pick your skin off your fingers.
Yeah, but not. No, that's because is the pshat because I'm bored of pshat. No, he said, what do you mean? Your teeth is decaying. Wow. And plaque and decaying, and of course, they're gonna go ahead. What do you say?
I have coffee also. We're not such a thing.
Right, this is another reason why I'm telling you why it's so hard because it's totally in light of everyone has their own life experiences, and your life experiences are very, and you only know one lady, and I know, and I'm saying, and you have to like, whatever, that's why it's. why it's one of the big difficulties.
So how could you say that on the regular Tuesday you wouldn't take it out?
So there is a taina. If you know you take it out, yes, right? If a person knows there, you take it out?
Yeah, if everyone knew
there. Somebody, you take it out? You got a pop grain tooth, you take it out? Huh?
Everyone would take it out
if they knew there. If it's easy to take out, yeah. If I have to start picking it out with all the force, I would not take it out.
You know exactly how to get to it? I tried to floss already. If I ever talk about the girl floss.
But now, if someone told you in a dream that there was there, you'd take it out.
She missed it. You don't see the flossing. You know, you're not drilling. Whatever, she supposed to take normal.
You told me that there's a popcorn kernel there?
Yeah.
Do I have to go through all my teeth again? Or I know which two?
Either one. But you don't want it there. No, but you know, let's say tell you where it is. You take it out. You don't want it there, right? So far then, you are a makvid. You are a makvid. Now, what do you say? Yeah, Rianca has a raya. What's raya?
Yeah.
Right.
Something
which you can't get at, but
you
might see
you
don't
want it
here, you take it out and
shy it. Call
it clay. Right, okay, that's higher. If you tried to take it out, you tried to take it out, you brought your clothes to the mattress. You're not macroness. What do you mean if I were to know about
it? No, because you just missed it. You just missed it.
That means you're a mazah, I'm not macroness.
That can't
work. The fumim, you are macroness. It's a problem. We had
it. You are
macroness. That mean that if I knew about it, but right now I don't know about it. Is that not good enough?
Okay, another thing which is like, I'm going to chaz, we'll try to put all the things together. Another thing we have to work out is in terms of makbid. So like, we've been playing around touching what's called makbid. So we have Leisha's makbid, because Leisha's makbid. We have the Holchsim Sefer with Habas, like Hazman is makbid, or Moshe, or the Sakral, it's that already. So the question is Shabbos called a kapeda or not? Let's see if only on Shabbos you take it off, on Tuesday you want to take it off.
What is this?
Something you don't care about during the week, on Shabbos you'd care. Is that, and you want to make one on Tuesday. Is that called makbid or not called makbid?
Yes, the Fumim. The
famine. But you said on a regular day.
If
someone asked you 20
minutes
ago, we discussed
it. Oh, I don't give a dick that much. I didn't mean like, I meant normal. The question is, what's called normal? I mean, not a, oh, you have a meeting. I mean like something like a, you know.
Every Shabbos is
my fish. It's coming. Every Shabbos you take it off. Is that lefamim? Or it's not hilafanacha?
Even 6 months might be the
time. Well, Leisha can happen at any time. Shabbos. That was Ramosha's Avon. That's the Kanyo Yosef, but the problem is Tabas, we said even later, which is later on, which sounds like it would be a problem. Ramosha said, and no, you can always have miscarriages, Mechurish took a raid.
I'm in Alabama, and
no
one's there,
so
I don't care.
So that's
what I'm in.
No, but today's Tuesday.
I'm in Alabama on vacation, no one's there, so I'm probably under Alabama. I don't care in Alabama. I'm here about other people. So, I'm telling you, what do you... It doesn't matter where you are that day, that is normal.
If there's every time that you must be, that's called the
famine. When all your stars are gearing towards me, no, you have to run through the Emma's meter.
What's the difference between Sunday? What's the difference between that and Tabas? And some Sefer is not at Tabas.
Every day you could make out, right?
No, the case of the Leda.
Every day you can have a miscarriage thing. Right. On Tuesday, they never take it out.
You can never have a shot.
Every day.
But that was the spark.
You kept Yontif on Tuesday.
Yeah. In Ramesh as well. Yeah.
You kept Yontif on Tuesday. If she's marked for
an Yontif can't come at any time.
So, Sunday, you think Thursday night is not market, Friday night it is market?
Maybe, I'm not.
No, I'm saying just what? So the main thing, the main place to be Bredik is the painter. What did the painter do on Shabbos? The painter, it's not Chaitzis because they worked around. Did he work around also on Shabbos like that?
Yeah.
What?
He takes it off.
So you do have Meir who says he takes it off, but we have a Meiri. The question is, they took off on Shabbos, the painter. So the question is that a Rayor? Or maybe Eish L'chal, like something which you want there? No, you want there. Like. Okay, well, we have to be mamshech, fine.